Online tax returns are due in just over 2 weeks, and for many small businesses, the nightmare of filing returns is starting to hit. If done properly and ahead of time, businesses can avoid penalties and at the right time even claim back significant amounts of money through refunds. Today, I am talking to financial VAT expert Matt Lewis about the latest research and how businesses can ensure that they are claiming back VAT refunds. Hi, Matt. Thanks for coming in.
Hi there. Thanks.
So what does the latest research show?
Concur conducted a survey recently, and alarmingly, in your area, 17% of people were confident they understood the HMRC regulations on expenses, which means there's an awful lot of people there who are not confident, and I think there's a lot of people who know the general gist of tax and VAT pretty well. But it's the real nitty-gritty rules that kind of get in the way.
And why do you think people get particularly lost when it comes to claiming VAT on expenses and other costs?
With expenses, they're usually pretty low value but quite frequent. So a lot of people think that the admin of actually looking through and making sure they get the most money that they're due is sometimes too much. We're all busy people, and you know that's why using software that's specially designed to calculate all those things for you is a good way forward.
And what should small businesses have done by now to make sure that they're filing their returns correctly?
With the looming tax deadline at the end of this month for your self-assessment, business income tax, is making sure you're registered online with HMRC. As soon as possible, because that process is not instant. You have to wait for a registration number to come through in the post before you can then go on and file your returns. And so therefore, it's imperative that that's done sooner rather than later.
And what would you say the biggest mistakes businesses make when filing returns?
Not being prepared and having the information to hand before you start. I know from bitter personal experience, when you're trying to do a return and you're scrabbling around in files trying to find the particular piece of information you need, it wastes an awful lot of time and rather than having it to hand before you start.
And how can businesses make sure that they're claiming back all their VAT refunds?
It's knowing the rules, as horrible as that may sound. They're not that necessarily overly complicated. There's just the daunting amount of them. But knowing what you can and can't claim before you start is a good way forward. And as I say, there's plenty of tools out there available to you to enable you to get it right. There are specialist software like we at Concur provide, and there are the HMRC website, which gives a wealth of information, and our own website, which has got some handy blogs on there for you to give you some really good information on what you can and can't claim.
Great. Well, thanks very much for coming in, Matt, and hopefully that will make things a little bit clearer for people to ensure that they're completing their tax returns effectively and efficiently.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.